Welcome back! Previously on the Heroes of Helios, the gang discussed whether to take a job for Von Chattington to acquire magical wood, and Shin brought home a strange little halfling he found under a bed. This time, will they find reasons, mayhem, more thieving hobos, an opportunity for Bobo to actually get those sweet, sweet flames on the Vesta? Find out now as the Articulate Knoll presents Heroes of Helios.
How about we just give Sonny a bag of marbles and have him alphabetize him?
I mean, if he was
what are marbles?
I'm okay with keeping a little turd around for a while.
Yeah. Right.
If nothing else, we can throw him at the next fucking knoll.
Yes. Is anybody familiar with the term meat shield?
Yeah.
Well, I am.
All right. Thank you, Sonny. I'm glad you Sonny, we're going to play a game. Mm-hmm. It's called Shh. All right. And if you can stay quiet and only speak when spoken to, I'll buy you some patchwork ham.
Or we'll let you take a real bath.
No, we're doing that regardless if he wants to or not.
Because I can't sit here and smell him anymore.
What would you like me to do, Shin?
Is that an option? What I would like you to do?
You rescued me. Like I said, I might have a family, but I have no idea, so I'm yours.
Shin, this is on you.
Tell you what, we're going to see if you can be quiet for 5 minutes. And if you can do that, you can come with us.
After, oh, certainly. And he makes a little zipping gesture on his mouth.
After 23 years, you don't have a family.
I promise. I won't speak. Not a word.
All right, Bubbo, so let's go in here. Let's figure out what we're going to do to your wagon.
From here on out, nothing.
Well, we need to let Shin over here know what we decided about the forest.
Bubbo, I'm going to need you to hit this guy. Just go ahead and pick him up.
Okay.
Just knock him out real quick.
Ooh, you're quite strong.
Yeah. Listen, dude. Shut the fuck up.
Seriously. 5 minutes. Is humming allowed?
Nope. Not a sound. Not a peep. Don't even fart, burp, sneeze.
We're testing your ninja skills.
If I hear you breathe, I'm gonna punch you in the face until you're unconscious.
So you can't hear him breathe, but you can feel it on your neck. He's just...
God damn it. This guy is something else.
So when's the war wagon gonna be ready?
Before the 5 minutes? You do smell pretty nice, though, just saying. Okay, I'll shut up now.
All right, so the war wagon, we're...
Fuck.
We're looking at a week.
Ugh. Yeah, he wanted us to go to that forest and get that magic tree.
We can discuss this later.
He wants us to go get magic wood.
Right, and he's kind of an asshole, man. I don't know if I want to...
Let me guess, it's a magical tree that's only there in the morning. First thing in the morning, right?
No, hey, listen, calm down, dude. I'm trying to tell you what's happening.
You know what? You're right. I shouldn't be taking this out on you, Popo.
Yeah.
Just for you guys... From Kaldora to the Druladar Forest, just for time purposes, it would be, we'll say, about 450 miles. So 450 miles divided by 48 for Devasta. So it'd be about 9 days for that travel. So it would be
not worth it.
It would be twice. By the time you got there, Devasta's stuff would be done for. If you just got the wood or steel, and then it would be another week or so to get back. So
yeah, we're deciding against it because
you guys decide what you want. I was just giving you guys the time for that, so you had more.
Shin, we just had bad vibes with
Johnny.
Oh well, me too. So
that's really it. Yeah.
Yeah. So we're not willing to give this dude magical wood.
No,
for sure.
You know, we'll just get the steel turret and. I'll shove Relvis's ass in there, and hopefully it holds up.
All right.
Delightful. They said it's about a week, so it's a big town right now. So, I mean, we might as well just walk around, figure out what's going on.
Well, we need to let homeboy know what's happening.
Mr.
Chattington.
Chattington, okay. Excuse me. Yeah, the asshole.
Let's do that first.
Yeah. Relvis, Vithos, I think it's better that just you two... Maybe go in and talk to him.
I agree.
He doesn't like Shin, and I don't like people that don't like Shin. Okay. So
I got you.
So Bobo, Shin, are you going to go do your own thing, or are you just going to wait outside for them to get done?
Well, you just want to wait outside for him? It shouldn't be long.
Yeah, we'll just wait.
Yeah.
All right. You are still carrying Sonny. You two walk in. You hear the little bell for the first giddy go off. You see Mr. Chattington just waiting off to the side. He's watching his associates deal with customers.
You better get that deal.
Looks over, sees you guys walking.
All right, are you back? What do you want?
Yes, Mr. Von Chattington. Unfortunately, our prior engagements are going to conflict with us going and getting you magical wood. So we're going to have to decline that offer. We would like to put steel on instead. And
we'll just wait for that.
We're going to get our gear out of the wagon. And we will be back in about a week.
All right.
All right. Thank you very much for your time.
Bring Devasta back around. There are several
stalls.
There are several stalls behind the building. I'll have my mechanics work on it.
Oh, right. Delightful.
Thank you. And take anything out you don't want them to steal.
Okay. Well, would it be possible to just lock it up?
Well, they're going to be cutting a hole in the roof.
Oh, yeah, that does seem like an inconvenience. Okay, well, I will speak to the owner. And where is your son? We wanted to wish him well before we left.
He's probably sitting in the office sulking.
Okay, well, we'll
yelled at him.
Well, we'll just step back there and bid him adieu. So we'll go ahead and move Devesta around to the back. All right, thank you very much. And we'll see, who was it, Terry, about our gold on the way out?
Jimmy.
Oh, Jimmy.
He's sitting over by the register.
Okay, well, we'll speak to Darren on the way out. Thank you very much, sir.
And Miss China, if you want to let your mechanics know not to touch Bubble's axe, they're probably going to lose their arms at this point. It's more of a safety for them than us, you know.
You deal with the mechanics. Not my job.
All right.
I'm just telling them what you're getting done.
All right. Fantastic. All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you for your...
All right, we swing by and see homeboy and get our gold.
See, Jess, you just see Chad sitting in the office, just kind of like kicking his feet, just. Oh, hey, what's up?
Hey, Chad, we're going to leave Bobo's wagon in the back. If you would keep an eye on it, because you've traveled with Bobo, and we would like, you know, no bloodshed.
Yeah. If the mechanic cannot touch his axe.
I mean, yeah, I've been around Bobo a few times. I've heard him mention that quite a few times in the very short, what was it like? 2-3 weeks we'd be together maybe? 2 weeks? I don't know.
And then I
was kind of delirious for a little bit.
I lean over to Chad and I say, and nobody wants to know about the Snuggles.
I thought no one did know about the Snuggles.
All right. Well, Chad, you have a great day, and right. We'll see you soon. Thank you.
But yeah, I'll watch first, though. Don't worry.
All right.
All right. Now we go get our gold, and
can we add?
You see Jimmy at the front desk. He hands you your gold. You guys head out.
Add that. Can we add that to our inventory?
The gold? Yeah. If you're splitting it 25 each, go ahead and add the 25 to each. They head outside after getting the gold. Meet up with you guys. Hand you your gold.
The Heroes of Helios is brought to you by...
Hey, what the goddamn gremlins ripping apart my cart? Ugh, I'm gonna have to make a cart insurance claim. Damn wagons, never gonna be the same again.
Bruh, I can't believe you don't have Guy Cork yet. They're affordable, and they offer, like, a 15-minute roadside smash assistance.
Fuck this. Hello, Guy Cork? Thanks
Guy Cork.
Guy Cork. 15 minutes can save you 15 gold on card insurance.
Welcome, newcomers. Have you ever experienced unbalance in your life? Maybe doubts? Under the Church of Zola, it is our mission to grow and prosper under our watchful eyes of our Lord and Savior, the great and terrible Lord Zolot. If you believe that you have been chosen to join our ranks, the Church of Zola is the answer for you. Death is assured, balance is not. Zola.
Now back to the show.
Yeah.
You guys are all together. Sunny seems to be asleep.
So we got to take the wagon around back, right, guys?
Yeah. Yes. Did you...
Do you guys want to... Shin, do you think you could get Sunny to hide out in the wagon?
Yeah.
And keep an eye on what the mechanics are doing to it?
Yeah, we'll just leave him some cheese.
There's plenty of ham.
Oh, yeah, well, cheesy
and
ham.
And an apple.
What are we going to do with those crates? Where are we going to put those bad boys?
That's a very good question.
We're going to be here for like a week. Might as well get an in. And
No.
I'm not carrying fucking imperial crates. Wait.
Hold on. Okay. So, don't you have something in the back that we can put them in so that they won't be found?
Yeah, we can put them in the magical bags of holding.
That'll work.
Okay. Then as long as... Because none of us want to deal with the fallout of explaining where those came from. Nobody would ever believe us.
How many crates did we get from the cave?
You got two crates from
the
cave.
Two crates, yeah. We can definitely put that in the magical holding shit.
Yeah, if you dump everything out of it, there's that shit. That'll fit in like a regular bag of holding.
I think
just weapons and armor.
I'm going to carry my axe with me. I'm not going to leave it in there.
I figured.
Yeah.
Yeah, everybody grab your gear.
Right. But I still, Ishin, if we could put Sonny, leave him in, if we could leave him in the Devasta while they're working on it, but he needs to hide.
Well, do we have any nails?
Yeah.
Nail his pant leg.
I'm thinking, yeah.
Yeah. Sounds good. Hopefully it doesn't, you know.
It's like his kryptonite.
Why does he need to hide?
Yeah, he could just stay in there.
Well, no, because I don't want the mechanics being like, what are you doing? Get out.
He's part of the team, though.
Just thinking, if you just tell him, like, I mean, they don't know that you guys just found him. Could just be another member of the party.
Yeah.
If he wants to stay in the wagon while they're working, they can't kick him out of the wagon.
How big is this little bastard?
He's a halfling.
Oh, okay.
About the same size as Shen and Vithos.
Is he a halfling holding an apple?
He's much skinnier.
Yeah.
And he can sleep on Shin's bed because this is Shin's problem.
Yeah.
Wow. Just wow.
You brought this upon yourself.
Yeah, I'll sleep.
He has a very long beard that goes to about his chest. It's not braided. It's just been growing for the last 23 years.
So he has a beard unlike Vithos.
Okay, let's not do that.
He also has long hair that drapes down to about his shoulders. It's kind of scraggly, nasty looking.
After 23 years, that's all it's grown?
He's a half.
He was bald.
Oh, shit. Good for him, man.
Now he's a trust.
He went in there just completely clean. He was just like, this is my look. I am an Eggman.
Apparently the cure for baldness is getting trapped under a bed.
Yeah. And then he just... Well, he wasn't bald. He just shaved. He kept it real, real short. Right. Razor short.
All right.
He liked that look. But anyways, he's just got on... really dirty. It doesn't look like bad clothing. They look like regular common clothes, but it's just real nasty, dirty.
After 23 years.
Yeah. But it looks like it's so fucking dated.
Jesus.
It's 23 years old. Yeah. He's wearing old school clothing.
So we'll leave him in there, and then as is your reward, we'll buy him some new clothes.
Or maybe Shin can buy him some clothes.
I'll buy him some clothes. I'm rich.
Oh, okay.
So what would you like to do? Where would you like to go?
All right, so we stow the crates, pull it around to the mechanics, get all of our gear out of it. Shin tells Sonny, explains to him his situation.
What would you like to do with the actual crates? The crates will not fit in the boxes, so you can dump all of the stuff into the boxes, but you still have the actual crates. Do you want to break those down and just throw them in the box?
I want to destroy those crates and shove them in there.
Hang on. Don't completely destroy them. Let's dismantle them.
Yeah.
And then put them in so that if at some point we need to present this as evidence,
because
they'll see that it was dismantled, not destroyed.
Because the box is the only thing that's showing that the Empire.
Yeah. We
just can't destroy the crate.
They're just basic like crates. They've got the slats with the side
right, I understand
slat on
that.
There. So
but they're marked.
You can,
they're marked Imperial,
they're
right?
Pop one of the walls off. It'll stay together, and it'll have the symbol if you just want to like pop them off by wall.
Yep. Dismantle.
Okay.
That works. You pop off each wall. You got a nice little stack of them. Wrap them up together. Drop those into the...
let's do that.
The chest. Everything looks pretty clean. I'm going to rearrange this photo where I take two boxes out.
Sonny, stay.
He's asleep.
Oh, well, just put him on.
Did we nail him already or no?
Oh, you're going to have to wake him up and explain this to him. Or
hey, Sonny. Sonny, can you hear me? Sonny!
Hey, Sonny. Look, we're having some work done on the wagon, and we were hoping that you could sort of stay and look after it.
Is this home now? for now.
Well, let's not jump to conclusions.
This is much nicer than under the bed.
Yeah, don't go under the bed.
Well, I feel comfortable under the bed. Can I sleep under the bed?
You can, but there's nails down there, man.
We saw what happened last time.
Well, just take some ham with you.
Ooh. Look, you can go under the bed, but you got to take your pants off first, all right?
Oh, okay.
All right.
He drops his pants, grabs some ham, dives under the bed. You see him just disappear.
This isn't going to get any better. Let's just leave it be.
Oh, my goodness.
All right, well.
Go ahead and roll me a perception check. Yeah, it doesn't matter. 20. He disappeared under the bed. He grabbed the ham and he drew Sonny? Where the...
All right, well, that's done.
All right.
You can just hear,
ham.
Have all the ham you want, buddy.
So what? You guys want him to watch the wagon? Yeah. He's just watching the wagon.
If you do a good job, we'll bring you some new clothes.
Ooh.
And an apple.
I don't know what an apple is.
You're going to learn today.
All right, well, we have a whole week pretty much to chill. I kind of want to go to that Kaldorian armor works if you guys want to join me.
Well, let's go find lodging.
That's true. Yeah,
and so. And then we can make plans from there.
Can we stay at the Maiden's Mustache, or is that just a tavern?
Yeah, I want to visit that too.
The Maiden's Mustache is a... You know what? It's an inn. You can stay there.
Is that where young Chad hangs out?
He's been there. I mean, he's been to most places. He's lived in Kaldora for 20s. He's about the same age as Reldis.
Okay, I feel like at some point, Chad might have more information that would be beneficial to what we're doing and stuff, so...
Should we invite him over to the Maiden's Mustache at some point?
Not right now. I mean, okay. We know where he's at. We can find him again.
Yeah.
Let's go on with what we're doing. And,
okay.
But I think maybe we need to talk to him later in the week. But I'm totally down to get drunk.
Yeah.
So you're going to the Maiden's Mustache?
To get housing, right?
Yeah. No, sorry. You can sleep there.
Isn't that the place that has the chick with the better beard than me?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Fuck yeah, we're going.
Yeah.
All right, so let me find it on my map real quick because I don't remember. I think it's up here.
Yeah, it's on the top right?
It's top left. There it is.
Left? You know me.
All right, so as you guys are headed out of First Giddy, you go past Bo'rath and beyond. You can see some people outside looking around the street, looking pretty pissed off. They seem to have a crossbow missing and they can't find it. They think someone may have stolen it. As you continue up the street, you get up to the Baldrin Company. You can see formations of people outside doing afternoon exercises. It's roughly 3 o'clock at this point. You can see them just going,
huh, huh, Baldrin, huh, huh. Baldrin.
Bobo, don't you work for the Baldrin Company?
I have, yes.
Oh.
He does not currently. He works for... I'm pretty sure it's a different company he works for out of Krugerrath.
Yeah.
But he has worked for Baldrin. They are a mercenary company.
Yeah. That's when I worked for them when I bit the horse.
Just after that, you can see... the Kaldorian Armor Works. You can see...
We'll come back to that, Vitos.
All right, thank you.
Yeah, buddy.
You can see several people outside. There seems to be a decent line. And to your left, you can hear the faint, familiar sounds of... Dun, dun.
I stop.
You recognize these bells as the bells of the Church of Zolot.
I stop in the street and just look down that direction.
You can see the temple. Seems to be taken fairly care of. No one's outside, although you do see the white and red flowers that normally bloom outside of the temple back home. You see those same flowers blooming outside of the temple here.
You said it's the, what, Temple of Zolot?
It is.
There's the house of your god.
The Heroes of Helios is brought to you by...
Ray. Crossbow. Endless Void. Coupons. Ferocity. Arrows. The indescribable horrors that lurk in the darkest fathoms of madness. Reward points. Bo'rath and beyond.
Shin Megumi here for Bo Wrath and Beyond. If it tears at your mind, it's on our shelves.
Sometimes words are not enough. Some problems can't be talked out. They simply need to be cleaved and twain repeatedly. Axes of Doom for all of your non-communication-based problems. Axes! Axes! Axes of Doom. Axes! Axes! Axes of Doom. We sell axes! I'm not sure I made that clear.
Now back to the show.
Hey, real quick, out of the game, right? We all know about what happened with you at Zola.
No.
Okay.
No. Cool. Because the...
You guys know what Vithos told you. That should be it.
Did he tell us what happened at Zolot?
Told you that we know how he got his connection with Zolot. We don't know that he got his connection with Zolot.
You guys don't know that it was Zolot. I believe all he told you was his family.
That's where your sister is.
That was it.
Believe all he divulged was that his brother got captured and taken blame, and his sister...
No, see, I told... I told Jordan. I told Jordan that everything.
Yeah, I'm recapping.
He told you guys that I had an altercation and everything. I was going through some shit, some family stuff.
He didn't actually tell them everything?
No.
But you did tell him everything.
Yes.
Okay. So Vithos knows of your connection to Zolot.
Me and Shin have no idea about what happened in the Temple of Zolot with your family.
Right. Bell rings. All right. You said Reldis is
back in game.
Looking up right now.
That sounds good. All right. So Reldis. Vithos, you know Reldis's connection with Zolot. Bobo, you and Shen do not know, but you do know about what happened with his family and the Order. Because Vithos has loose lips.
I've definitely learned to shut them now, so.
Well, you know.
All right. Anyway, yeah, Reldis is just kind of staring off into space, looking down that direction, kind of remembering that night.
Reldis, you all right?
What's up with your boy?
He's just going through things right now. Do you guys want to go to the tavern? Maybe, we'll meet up with you guys.
So me and Shin are going ahead?
Yeah.
All right, Shin.
I could use an Imperial Diet Cola.
Yeah, I can use an SIPA.
You pass the Temple of Zola, and you see Grim Flagon's Tavern with several posters outside of Gremlin Disaster, promoting their next concert happening in about a week.
Good on Roger.
Yeah, man.
Just behind that was the Anointed Guardsman barrack. Up there, you get to the Growling Pickle Inn as you move closer and closer. You get to the Walls House of Shields. And then, here it is. The Maiden's Mustache. As you look at the sign, it's one of the nicest signs you've seen. The sign itself looks like a mustache. As it comes hanging down, and it just says Maiden's Mustache on each mustache. It's kind of like a Fu Manchu almost.
Yeah,
that's a nice design.
Yeah, I appreciate that. That's a pretty cool sign. I don't know about a chick with a stash, but...
Well, somebody knows
about
Brandon.
You walk inside, and you can see it's bustling. Shit ton of people. It's going crazy in here. Everybody loves it. Seems to be one of the most popular taverns you guys have been to as a group.
I want to see this epic beard.
Yeah, I do too.
Give me your perception check.
Okay. Fuck.
Eight.
Seven.
Damn it.
So you guys are looking around. You see several people at the bar, bartenders. One thing you do notice is that, strangely, the only people that seem to work here are dwarves. Everyone that works here has a beard.
It's good to be around that.
Hey, Bobo. Yeah. What's that trick you told me a while back for how to tell the difference between a dwarf woman and a dwarf man?
Don't remember.
Okay. Yeah, I don't either.
So for Bobo, that was some drunken knowledge that he imparted to you. He doesn't remember any of that.
Yeah. I'd say see if they have boobies, but I mean, I got boobies.
Welcome to the bar. What can I get
you? You got Shattered Isles IPA?
Sure do.
I want to get that, and I think my buddy here...
Yeah, I'll have an Imperial Diet Cola.
Diet Cola?
Yep.
Shattered Isle?
I heard there's a lady that works here that has an epic beard.
Well, there's several ladies that work here that have nice beards, but you're probably talking about the owner.
Yeah, I'd like to see that beard.
She's in the back. I'll send her right out. She's always happy to see someone that wants to see her beard.
Cool. What's her name?
Melinda.
Ooh.
Melinda, huh?
It's an exotic name.
Melinda Bronzeheart. Sorry, I said that all fucked up. Bronzeheart.
Okay.
Melinda Bronzeheart.
That's a very nice name.
Oh, she's very nice.
Yeah? She hot?
I mean, don't tell her, but I'm pretty hot.
How epic is her beard?
No offense to you, but it's much nicer.
I'm going to take some offense to that. You know?
Listen, I don't want to
Does her beard disappoint have puka you? Shells in it?
Look, I don't want to disappoint you, but
right.
There have been many... Many people who have come here. Okay, so if you look up at the top of the bar right there, you see that jar filled with gold?
Yeah.
That is every man that has challenged her.
To a beard contest?
Mm-hmm. Oh, crowd decision.
Shit.
Wait, if you win, do you get the whole jar?
If you win, you get the jar. I'd say there's
what do I got?
Roughly 600 or so gold in there at this point.
So I just throw a piece of gold in?
Once I get her... You can pay her the gold. She'll put it up in the jar. And you guys will stand up on the bar, and it'll be a competition.
You guys can
prep your beards, put whatever you want in them, make them look nice. And it's like a little talent show for beards we have here.
Yeah, I want to. Send her out. I'd like to talk to her about that. I think I'd like to try that.
Yeah, no problem.
Cool. Thank you.
I'm sorry. Shuttered Isle and Imperial Dollar Cola. I'll grab those.
Cool. Thank you so much.
Find a seat. Stand. I don't care. Do whatever.
Yeah, we're going to... Are there free tables?
There's a few.
Yeah, let's grab a table, Shin.
Hey, you want to get some ox fingers?
Yes.
All right.
Yes?
A few minutes go by, you see the Dwarven man you were just talking to and Melinda walk out, and you... Bobo.
Yeah.
You see, give me a...
Give me an arousal check.
No, give me a...
Religion?
Acrobatics?
Give me a charisma save.
Oh, okay. 15.
Okay. Once you see her,
you are
awestruck by her beard. Mm-hmm. You're able to keep your composure and not let her know that you are slightly intimidated by her beard. But at this point, you feel like, you know, you've been on the road for a while. If you prep yourself a little bit, you feel like you might be able to take her.
Right. Yeah.
But you do feel a little intimidated by her beard. It is... There's a nice bed of beard in the back with several braids hanging down in front, all connected to each other, just going across her face. There's flowers and jewels and bits of beads and other things hanging from her beard.
What do you think, Shin? Can I take her?
I don't know. That's a magnificent beard, Bobo.
It is. It is a magnificent beard.
What can I do for you?
Worth a try, though.
I assume you're here to challenge me.
I'm thinking about it.
It costs one gold?
One gold?
You know what? It's on me, Bobo.
Why not? Let's give it a try. Do I get some prep time?
Of course.
I got a lot of venture on me here right now.
You can... So you don't have to start right now. You can just pay the gold, come back whenever you are ready, and give me maybe an hour or so to prep myself. And
okay. All right. We'll go. Yeah, let's do it. Yeah. Let me give you the gold and...
Since you are indeed challenging me, your drinks this first round is on me.
Don't, very nice of you. Thank you so much.
Don't feel like you have to pay. And also, is there an appetizer you guys would like?
Ox fingers.
Yeah, ox fingers for
Push
sure.
It, that way you
we
can grease up.
The best ox fingers in town.
Do you have habanero ox fingers?
I do.
Yeah, I'd like that myself.
Hey, you were going to use them to grease your beard up too. You sure you want to do that with the habanero ones?
I mean, I'm spicy, so.
I have habanero cheese ox fingers.
Yeah, that sounds beautiful. You're a very nice lady. Thank you.
Oh, of course.
And you do have a magnificent beard. Don't get me wrong. Thank you.
Hey, you got a sister?
I do not, unfortunately. I am the last of my line.
You want a daughter?
Give me a persuasion.
I was just making a joke. thank God. 9.
As flattered as I am. We'll see what your beard has in store.
Yeah, it's cool. I was mostly playing. Hey, unless you were down.
How about a son?
Are you offering now too? Listen, boys.
You're a very attractive lady.
Come back later when you want to have the beard competition.
Right.
And I will be here. I own the place. I sleep upstairs.
Oh, speaking
this
of
is
that,
my home.
Speaking of that, first off, very nice place.
Thank
Love
you.
Love the
thank
sign.
You.
beautiful sign. You guys did great work.
I had it handcrafted in Krugerrath by one of my uncles.
He did a wonderful job. Do you have some spare rooms to let? You know,
I can check the books, but I'm sure we have a room or two open.
Cool. We got four of us total. So
four people?
Yeah, we need a room for about a week, if that's cool.
Like I said, let me check the books. I'll be right back.
Appreciate you so much.
She heads over to the little hostess stand area, checks. She's built first giddy tough.
This is my kind of lady, I'm gonna be honest.
She comes back. You said a week? I have a room available, but it won't be available until tomorrow night. But that's the first one that pops open. But that will be available for a week afterwards.
Can we sleep four in there comfortably?
Yes, yes, yes. There are only two beds in the room, but I do have a couch and a small...
How much for the room?
Well, if you win in the competition, the room is free.
Nice.
Yeah. At least for the first night.
Right.
Have to make money here.
I got you. You got to pay for that beard somehow.
But on average, we charge about 3 gold for the room a night.
Nice. Yeah, let's go ahead and book that. We'll figure out something for tonight.
No problem. I will write you to... Oh, sorry, four. You have two other people in your party?
Yeah.
Okay. I will mark down you four for the day after tomorrow. I
thought it was tomorrow.
Oh, sorry. The next day is what I meant to say.
Okay.
I'll have four for the next day for a week, 7 days.
Right. Oh, you're not here. Right, Chin?
It sounds good.
Yeah, let's do that.
It'll be 21 gold. You don't have to pay me right now. Pay at the end. Okay. It's fun.
I'll pay for the room when it's all said and done, Chin.
Okay. Is there anything else I can get you? Oh, it looks like your appetizers are out now.
Well, as
you can see the man you were talking to before come back out. All right, guys, I got your ox fingers. I'm not a big fan of them, but hey, you like them.
Appreciate it.
Hey, where's the dipping sauce? Hey, you got any of that Speedy's Homemade Ranch?
I do have Speedy's Homemade Ranch. Excellent. We are one of the very few that can serve Speedy's Homemade Ranch inside Caldora. We do not carry the other two dipping sauces he offers, but we do have Homemade Ranch.
Excellent.
Beautiful. You need another drink?
Yeah, I'll take one more cola.
Yeah, same.
Another cola?
Beer.
Another Shattered Ale?
Yeah.
On the way.
See Thanks,
him.
Y'all.
Hop, skip, and jump back there. Go get your shit. Get back. We're going to take a break from you guys.
The Heroes of Helios is brought to you by...
Are you ready for a good time?
Then come on down to the Growling Pickle Inn.
Where every night is ladies' night.
And the pickle barrel is always full.
Sometimes it's even full of pickles.
Angry growling pickles.
Rawr. The Growling Pickle Inn.
Where no one knows your name. And that's okay.
I and I go and ask you a question. Are you awake late at night? Are you interested in the future? Do you have extra coin? Tune to Helios Public Access Channel 31 and call the telepathic theories Terokyard Teleton. For just 1 gold for the first minute and 2 gold each additional minute, you can learn the future. You can understand your path. You can know that when the Hanged Man follows the Ace of Cups, it doesn't mean a thing. Telepathic Terry's Tarot Card Teleton. The cards know your destiny. Terry knows your bank account number.
Now back to the show.
You two, Vithos, Reldis, you are still standing outside of the Temple of Zolot.
Okay.
And you guys are having your own little moment.
You doing all right, Reldis?
Okay. It's just a lot to remember. You want to walk down here with me?
Yeah, might as well.
So we walk down the street. Up to the temple.
Okay, so you guys are walking to the Temple of Zolot.
Yeah.
As you get closer, you can see a cloaked skeletal figures with ashen feathered wings, holding a scythe in one hand and a set of scales at the others, with some rats scurrying around at his feet. The giant statue in front of the Temple of Zolot. You know this to be the depiction of Zolot in human form.
All right, well, you want to go in?
Yes.
Might as well, right?
Yeah. So we walk into the temple.
Yeah.
Hello. Welcome.
Hello.
What can I do for you? Oh, I can feel Zolot's presence on you.
Yes.
My name is Milo Greyfoot. I am the head priest of the Temple of Zolot here in Caldora.
Hello. This is Rodas, and I'm Vithos Thorngage. We are also followers of Zolot.
I can feel. I've sensed that Zolot is with you.
Yes. Death is assured. Balance is not. Zolot.
Yes, my brother.
Hold on. You give me a second. Fucking
Rickman. yes, my friend is very, very devout. He's actually on his quest of the Chosen.
Yes.
Ah, yes. The chosen ceremony. That was not too long ago, wasn't it? I was not able to make it home this year. Normally I do try to make it back every time the festival is being held, because I like to be there for our chosen as they depart on their journey. But my duties here as a head priest have stopped me from going this year. Nothing much, just, you know, minor issues with finance, and, you know, we are a little bit away from Stonebrook, so.
It's fine, it's completely fine.
But as you can see, we've maintained the temple here very nicely. What was your names again? I'm sorry, I didn't catch that.
Vito Thorngage.
I know your father Virgil.
You do?
Yes, we both studied together. He was taken by a different master than I was, but we both studied together when we were learning.
I was actually curious about the master. What was the characteristics of him? Like, how was he?
It was a woman.
A woman. How was she? She died pretty much when I was born, so I didn't really get a chance to meet her, but hopefully.
So that would put you around 30.
Yeah, just about.
Yeah, she died in the late season of that year. When were you born?
Probably like a month after.
Okay.
I don't know.
So you were born at the end of the season. But anyways, enough rambling. What can I do for you?
Realdus just kind of stares off and kind of walks in, just off in his own little world, remembering.
Please, be at home. You are safe here. Take all the time you need.
Thank you.
I will be attending to some of my other priests, seeing if they need any help with anything. If you need anything, please ask.
Of course. How are you feeling, Realdus? You all right?
Yeah.
You guys gonna go sit in one of those little pew-pews?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Little pew-pews.
Yeah, we sit down in the pew, and Realdus is just kind of not seeing what things look like now, seeing the carnage that he saw that day. You know, the guards holding his sister and the inevitable carnage that came afterwards. And he breaks his stare and looks at Vithos and says, I was never a coward. You know, I never had a lust for murder. And that day, I took several lives, and your God gave me that ability.
Yeah, that's really what it's about right now. So, I mean, there's no one's blaming you for the carnage that happened that day. You know, you did what you had to do. You did what you thought was right, you know, and Zolot.
Yeah, but you follow Zolot because you choose to. I'm forced to.
Don't worry, man. All right, there's going to be a path for both of us. Let's just keep going this, and Zolot's going to have an answer for both of us.
And Realdus just thumbs the hilt of his sword, wipes a tear out of his eye, and then walks out of the church without saying another word. All
right. And I want to thank the priest for the hospitality, and I exit too.
He's currently talking with someone, but he sees Realdus get up and walk and sees you head after him and see you wave your hand as then, he's... Be at peace, my brothers.
And also with you.
If you need anything, I am here. Please come back.
Thank you.
You guys want to head over to tavern now?
Yeah.
Okay.
Might as well.
So you guys have just finished your appetizers. Bobo, you're starting to prep your beard.
Yep.
What are you doing to prep your beard?
Obviously greasing up first.
Yeah, I'm going to put some grease in there, make it shine nice and beautiful.
Okay. It is fairly clean. You know, you guys just had your showers and everything. Right. So it's clean. You're going to grease it up, make it nice and shiny.
Yeah, I want to make sure the braids are good and tight that come down the sides. I want to make sure the gray streaks.
Two strong braids on the side.
Right down the side. Two very strong, beautiful braids with no frays or anything. I want to mat down the middle gray streaks, you know, so that color really pops. You know, combing it and whatnot.
I got a plan too, Bobo.
Yeah.
I think we got this thing.
What you gonna do, my man?
I'm not.
You want me to keep it secret?
Yeah, it's a secret.
All right, buddy. But yeah, make sure the ornamentation looks good. You know, I got some skulls, metal skulls that hold my braid knots tight.
All right.
And stuff. I want to polish.
Make sure they're front-facing.
Front-facing, a little polish with some little grease, make them really pop.
Okay, well, we're going to do, first of all, do you want to do more? You can add whatever else. I'm just going to make you do a check whenever you're done, but you keep describing. The more you describe what you're doing, the easier your check will be.
Okay.
So if you just want to keep going, listing more things to do, how you're doing it, it'll just make it easier for you in the end.
Like I said, I make sure everything's straight, no frays, uniformity. I want to make the colors pop. I have my braids are long and red and beautiful, but it's down to about the middle of my belly, you know, and then a long gray right in the middle.
So you do have her in length gray. On the beard.
Yeah.
Because her beard does only go down to about the bottom of her chest.
Yeah.
You got maybe half a foot maybe on her.
Yeah.
How is your beard wide or is it pretty narrow going straight down with the braids as the borders?
It's covering a large portion of my chest and belly.
Okay.
You know?
Okay, so it's a pretty wide beard.
It's a fairly wide, but
it's splayed out.
Yeah,
look
it's
that
splayed
way.
Out, but it's very
it's not a bib, but it's not a bib.
Right. Yeah.
Okay.
It's very symmetrical.
Okay.
And this has been Beard Talk with the Articulate Gnoll.
And now a word from the Articulate Gnoll. Ah, yes. I believe I'll have the Funyun-dusted fish ear chips.
Vetted would say.
Good evening, friends. Did you know that human skin was once used to bind books of erotica? You do now.
I want to trim just a little bit of the frayed ends down, you know, just to make it look nice and even. And
pull out one of your hand axes, start like chopping off the little frays.
At the very, very end of it, I really want this thing to look.
All right, you guys walk into the bar. Nice. Bobo has a hand axe to his throat.
What is going on here, guys?
Getting ready for a beard competition.
Getting ready to win a beard competition.
Well, your beard looks absolutely delightful, Bobo.
I appreciate that, but I need more than delightful. I need it to be.
Well, I thought maybe you were depressed. You have an axe to your throat.
Wait, what happens if you win?
A lot of good things.
Yeah?
All right.
Bobo, if a beard could ever impregnate somebody, it would be that beard.
You think?
I think so.
That's what I need.
You know, Bocephalus, I believe that if you added some ornamentation, maybe it would go a long way.
More than the skulls?
Yeah, maybe some gold rings. Ooh, flowers.
Oh, yeah, that would be good.
I don't know about flowers. Well, like gold ring idea.
The gold rings, yeah.
A couple of bands in there.
Yeah, that sounds good.
I reach over and grab the signet ring off my hand, and I hand it to Bobo so he can braid it into his beard.
Nice. Okay. Thank
is
you
it
so
a
much.
Gold signet ring?
Yes.
Is it your magical ring that you have, or is it your house crest?
No,
signet
it's my
ring?
House crest.
Okay.
Should we be advertising that?
Does it have a gem in it for your house color? What does it look like?
It's got two gems.
Side by side, top to top?
Yeah, well, it's a gold ring. The top is flat. It has the willow horn crest on it, which is a leafless tree with a horn at the bottom of it.
Yeah.
There's a horn, there's a jewel in the horn as well as at the top center.
So they're fairly small jewels. They're not the centerpiece of the ring. It's more of the depiction on it, but it's ornated with jewels.
Yes.
You okay with me showing this your house crest off?
I don't think it'll be much of an issue unless somebody runs up and, you know, sticks it in their face.
Fairly small, so unless they're really inspecting it.
Yeah.
Is it a pokey horn or is it a loud, loud horn?
Oh, it's a loud, loud horn.
Okay. All right.
So you have a gold ring. Does anybody else want to give him anything to add to his beard?
I'm trying to look at my inventory. I want you to win this.
I don't know why, but I want you to.
I'm invested.
Well, he said lots of good things would happen.
Exactly.
So.
Actually, how did the maiden look, you know?
You haven't
like,
seen her.
I'm about to say, like, was she good?
I mean, yeah.
Was she everything
I'm not
going to
lie. It's going to be a tough competition. I respect her beard immensely. She looks really good.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. Like, it's going to be tough, but I think I can take her.
You know, I never thought I'd say this, but she was intoxicating.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, it's
I kind of want to see her.
Yeah, she has a really nice beard. I'm not going to lie to you at all. If I lose, I deserved it.
I mean, I don't usually rank women based on beard butt combos, but
wow.
I really would like a beer. Did you guys order enough for everyone or did you just order individually?
You can see several empty tankards on the table in front of both of them.
We can get you more, buddy.
That would be delightful.
Garçon.
You flag down the waiter. He comes running up. Hey, guys. More people. Oh, is this the rest of the people that will be staying with you?
This is the rest, man. We need to get a couple of flagons of ale.
Yeah,
and
no
you guys
problem.
Hungry?
Do you guys also want the Shattered Isle Ale?
Yes, if I could get three of those, that would be delightful.
You want three for you?
Yes.
I got two myself.
Oh, okay. We have some partiers here.
Yeah, by the way,
don't get too crazy, guys. I will kick you out.
The habanero oxfingers are delightful.
Ooh,
would you like another order of
I
those?
I want one of those.
Ooh, let's get two orders of those.
Two orders? Yeah. One for each of you?
Yeah, I want some.
Did you all need, I assume you wanted some more ale?
Oh, yeah.
Another imperial?
Yeah, and some bread.
Diet imperial?
Also,
yes.
And bread?
Yes.
Of course. So I've got bread. I've got six Shattered Isle IPAs. I've got two orders of the fingers.
Question, when is the maiden going to be showing up? Well, I kind of want to say.
Hang on. If you can let your maiden know, I think I'm about ready for the competition.
That's what I was going to say. She needed an hour.
Guys, hold off for a minute. I need to go drop an apple. I'll be right back.
Okay.
Beardorama! Our heroes had told Von Chattington to bugger off, and Bobo is on the cusp of a beard competition with a beautiful owner of the maiden's mustache. This is Artemis Spellbottom reminding you to please like, subscribe, share, and leave a kind review. Will our crotchety dwarf's beard find victory with help from his friends? Or will our Nestum ne'er-do-well start something and have it end as anticlimactic as it always does? Find out next time on the Articulate Knoll presents The Heroes of Helios!